Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me again for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about the topic of prayer, and we've kind of discussed a little bit about what prayer is, and we know it's different for different people, but it's basically making requests to God, but basically even more than that is fellowshipping with the Father and letting Him make requests to us. Amen. So we're talking about, today we're going to start on different types of prayers. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Paul writes here, he says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." I want you to look at the first part of that. It says, "Praying with all prayer and supplication." Goodspeed Translation, one of my favorite ones, says, "Use every kind of prayer." Amplified Classic says, "With all manner of prayer." So there are different types of prayer, and we're going to look at some of those types of prayers and give scripture and kind of show how we can use each one of them. God's provided them for us, so we might as well use them. Praise God. You know, a lot of times we lump prayer into one particular area, and that's it. But they're different. I like what Kenneth Hagin said, something like there are different types of rules for different types of games and sports. So you wouldn't play basketball with baseball rules. No, we just need to pray according to the Word of God. And the Word of God shows us different ways of praying. And let's talk about some of those types of prayers. One of the first ones we're going to talk about, and some of these are labels that people have put on them, but you'll understand as we go along. Number one, or the first type of prayer we might talk about, is the prayer of consecration or dedication. And really, consecration can mean dedication. So what's the purpose of the prayer of consecration, or the prayer of dedication, we'll call it? How do we use this? How would you use it in your life? Well, that particular type of prayer is basically to find out God's will for our lives in a specific personal situation, all right? So the only time we should pray this prayer basically is when the Bible doesn't tell us what God's will is in a specific area, or we're just kind of unclear of it. We're not really sure. We just kind of need to go before the Lord and put this out before God and say, "Okay, God, here I am. I'm committing this to you. I'm dedicating my life and consecrating my life in this area and all areas to you. But in this particular area, I need some direction." So some examples. Okay, we like who we should marry, or where do I go in a situation? Where would I go today? I'm going to dedicate this time to you, God. And where would I move to? Maybe a different city. What kind of job do you want me to have? Where is that? What do you want me to take in ministry? Or in any area of my life. Some people have called this also, they've called it the prayer of submission to God's will. And the scripture that's used and so misused many times is found in Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Jesus is saying, "Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Now remember, Jesus was in the garden praying, and he went before God and saying, "Okay, here I am, God." He knew what he was facing, and he knew he had to face it. He was the only one who could walk through it and pay the price of redemption for us, for all mankind. I believe the Bible says, I want to say in Hebrews, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. But he was in agony. He was really in agony about this. But he said, "God, I know I want your will, not my will in this situation." So what we do is we consecrate and dedicate our lives to God to go anywhere and do anything he desires. But we don't pray that phrase, "if it be your will," when we're praying to change things. That I heard one guy say that's a faith-destroying phrase. We don't pray that, "if it's your will," when we know the will of God. We don't pray it to change that way, to change things, or to receive something from God. You know, I've heard that so many times, "if it's your will." I remember years and years ago, I was praying with a group and they said, "Lord," and this particular person was sick and was in dire need. And it was just an intercessory prayer time. And they began to pray. And I never really been exposed to this type of prayer, but they began to beg God, oh God, heal so-and-so, heal this person, please heal this person. And then we come in again later, another time, another day, and they do the same prayer for this person. Oh, God, please, if it's your will, please heal so-and-so. Well, I kept my head down, you know. I think one time I went out just to go to the bathroom just to get away from it. But, you know, I was like, wait a minute, don't you know the will of God? The will of God is that we all walk in divine health. Sure, things are going to come against us, but I don't have to beg God to heal someone. And I don't have to say, if it's your will, when I already know his will. And healing is a whole other topic but we could go into. But we'll be looking at scriptures about that according to his will along the way here. But I would that you be prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So God in 3 John 2 wants us to be prosperous. In Proverbs chapter 4, incline your ear unto my sayings, and that, you know, that you will have health. And we could just go on and on and on and on and quote scriptures about the will of God, because the word of God is the will of God. So you don't have to go before God. And I know some people maybe listening to this have thought, well, I've been praying this all my life. What's wrong with that? It's up to God. God's in control. Well, God's sovereign over the whole universe and the way this whole thing's going, you know, in the timeline of things, but he's given us dominion and authority. And when we use the word of God in prayer and speak that word back to him, he hears us when we speak the truth, when we have the truth in our hearts, when we pray the truth, not praying something that's unknown. So I don't go and pray if it's your will, except in this prayer of dedication. And that's what Jesus was praying. God, you know, I'd like to change this, Father, but if this is your will, I want your will and not my will. But shouldn't that be our prayer, general prayer, when we make Jesus the Lord of our life, to say, God, I want your will for my life. What do you want to do with my life? Well, I've stopped teaching and gone to preaching, I think, almost. All right. Well, we know in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. But remember, it's according to his will. All right? His will. So it's important to know his will or his word. Here's the Amplified Classic in verse 14, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything or make any request according to his will. Now listen to what the Amplified, how it translates this rather out of the original language. In agreement with his own plan. So it's important to know his own plan. He listens to and he hears us. I'm going to read on. And if since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the requests made of him. The reason we can do that is because we've made a specific request, okay? We've made that request according to his will, so we know he hears us, and we have those requests in our possession when we pray in faith, because we believe we receive the answer when we pray, according to Mark 11, 24. All right, so we've got to establish that his plan is his word. And he may have a specific plan for you in your life. And this is when you come and say, here I am, God, what's your plan for my life? I may plan, but you order my steps. Praise God. So the Bible, we've got to understand the Bible is the written word of God. Because 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Let me back up. I said, it's the written word of God. It's the written will of God. I may have said that. But anyway, the Bible is the written word of God, but it's the written will of God. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So it's given for doctrine. It's by inspiration of God and given for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in that righteousness. So we can go to that scripture, which is inspired by God, and read it and understand that's the will of God for my life. And I don't have to pray if it's God's will, except Jesus only prayed this prayer in that one situation. You know, a couple of more scriptures that will help us in this. Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. I delight to do your will. Your law is within my heart. And John 5, 30, I can of my own self do nothing, Jesus says. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. So let's pray that prayer today over our lives or certain, you know, areas of your life where you don't know what God wants you to do. Now, we're not making a request. We're just making a commitment, a dedication to Him. Just follow along, pray your own way, or pray and agree with me. Father God, I just thank you right now that I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I come before you to dedicate my life to you and the remainder of my life to you and this day to you, that you will lead me and guide me. I don't want my will, Lord God, but your will, according to your will. And I will do what you ask, and I want to accomplish what you ask. So lead me and guide me, Father, by your Spirit, within my spirit. And thank you, sir, that I will do your will because I seek your will. I give my life to you in life, in ministry, in marriage, in whatever area that I need. I know you hear because I'm praying your will and praying your word. And I thank you, Father, for it. I dedicate whatever I'm praying right now, I dedicate this to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's important. Whatever you're praying about, dedicate it to Him. Commit it to Him and leave it with Him, and He will show you His will for your life in that specific area or general areas. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.